'Tis our pleasure this morning to have visiting with us Brother Manuel Vergara from the Philippines, a good and a longtime friend. We have much in common. We both came out of the same fundamentalist group years ago to take a stand for the truth. And he is our missionary to the Philippines. We rejoice in his being with us and in the ministry of the word.
Thank you very much, Pastor Donnie, for that introduction. First of all, I would like to thank the Lord and his goodness and grace for the ministry he entrusted to us in the Philippines. And second, I would like also to thank you for your prayers, which gave us encouragement. So with the books of Dr. Donning, that helps me grow in the knowledge of the truth. So with Pastor Nelson's book. And they are a great help to our college, to the preachers and pastors around that I ministered to. Third, I would like also to thank Bill and Roxanne, who are very instrumental of our coming and visit to America, for without them, we have not ever come to visit the United States. And also to my grandsons, they were the one who encouraged their parents that we will come and visit them. And for all of this, God's goodness of the Lord to us, we hope and pray that the Lord be all be glorified. Our text this morning is found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And I would like to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. The apostle was writing to young Timothy in this wise and says, "In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." And I would like to title the message, "How Divine Doctrines of the Church Continue to Survive into the Next Generation." First, we all believe that the church was established, built by the Lord Jesus Christ himself during his earthly ministry. That is in Matthew 16, verse 18. That he says, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." His teachings did believe, and taken in heart by his disciples, the church of the Lord, which he has said in Matthew 28, verse 20, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And second, we see, followed by the indwelling and empowerment of the church by the Holy Ghost during the day of Pentecost, they continued in a revived spirit, teaching, preaching the word of God. And we see also following the conversion of Saul of Tarsus in the road of Damascus by the Lord Jesus Christ, being led by the Holy Spirit to be an apostle to the Gentiles. And we see Apostle Paul was not only the greatest and most profound thinker of Christian history, but was the most zealous among all missionaries. God leaves nothing to chance. The man who outfitted to make Christianity to be the religion of the world would have to be inspired by the Holy Spirit and Spirit lead. Paul's teaching and ecclesiology, the doctrine of the church, is set forth with authority by the Lord to be the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to be the form of doctrines of the church. And we see in the introduction at the fourth to our reading in this epistle of Paul to young Timothy is about pastoral ministry, which includes the detail, both the character of the man and the qualification or duties of the office, and as such, the church has to observe for themselves to follow suit. For this, we see the devil attempt since the establishment of the church to subvert, destroy the church of God and the truth. The church or the faithful members of the Lord must be watchful, faithful to the Holy Scriptures. For the devil assaulting the institution, the Lord Jesus Christ Institute, which is his church, the pastor is often the focus of his subversive word. In my experience, in my ministry for 40 years, I see several occasions how the devil works so hard to destroy the ministry, but foremost, the man of God. He seeks to attack and seduce both types of attack. But the devil are concerned with the truth. The local church is the Lord or the God entity in this gospel economy. Both pastors and the church members must pray and watch against such subversion. Here the apostle, through faith in the Lord, patience, tribulation, the Lord in wisdom led the apostle to write his experiences to young Timothy about how to survive in the ministry into the next generation. In our text we have first, we see, number one, I have with me, he said, and the things that thou hast heard of me. First, let us listen to the pastor. Listen to the pastor. Because the duty of the pastor is so high, the Lord God entrusted him the ministry, the things which Apostle Paul said, and the things that thou hast heard of me. In the Greek, his who. I could not read so much on my writing anyway. Who. Which means probably a primary, an article. That which, who, which, what are the primary things. And I do believe Apostle Paul was speaking to the doctrines and the things that thou hast heard of me. The doctrines, as you can find and note in 2 Timothy 1:12, he says right here, 1:12 to 13 and 14, "For the which cause I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." That good thing which was committed unto thee, kept by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. These are the sound words, sound doctrine that we must have to hold fast. The teachings that had been given by the pastor. And 1 Corinthians 15:58, as one of the encouragement to the believers and to us this day also, as we often memorize that verse, that the Apostle Paul was writing to the church of Corinth. He says, "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. For as much," he said, "that we must have the word of these things, preaching the word of God." Again, in 1 Timothy 4:16, 1 Timothy 4, verse 16, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them." He did not tell us that we must discontinue. He did not tell us to improve or whatsoever, as we find these days. But he says, continue in them. "For indeed, in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." We see here the word "continue them." For there is no new thing in the word of God. Again, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, in the day of Pentecost, after the preaching of Apostle Peter, we see in that verse that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and also in prayers. The old things of the Word of God are always new. Doctrines are teachings of God. Growing grace in the knowledge of the Word. Growing grace in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. God always feeds His children with the pure milk of His Word. Those doctrines, the teachings of the Lord. Why people of God listen to the pastor? You take a look, 2 Timothy 3:14. Why people of God listen to the pastor? Apostle Paul, again writing to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, verse 14, says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Take note the word "assured." Those are our assurances. Those are our surety. The Lord entrusted. And we see, for these are our assurances. In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, if you take a look in the Old Testament, the Lord was saying to the people of Israel in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. It says in this wise, in 3:15, and I will give you pastors according to my heart. It's not according to us. It's not according to our mutation. But it is according to God's heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Going back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, we see here in the word of the Apostle Paul, and he gave some in the church, pastor and teachers. He gave pastor and teacher. And these teachings are from the word of God. Going back to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. He says here, 1 Timothy 4, verse 16, take heed unto thyself, watch to thyself, and unto the doctrine continue in them. I would like you that you would have to continue praying, not only praying, but you have to love your pastor. Learn from him. Because I myself, in his book alone, I am learning a lot. And I am growing in grace. How about this church? Let this church be encouraged that you have like a pastor, Dr. William Downing. It's a rare thing that the Lord reared a man writing books patiently, giving him the true knowledge of his word. I would like you to be an encouragement to him. Listen to the pastor. Second, let others what you have learned teach others also. Lecture others also. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, in the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, you have witnessed that you have a lot of learning. I hope that you have learned a lot from him. And he says, among many which the same commit thou to faithful men. The same thing. No, there must be no change. The things that you have heard, you have to commit to others also. The doctrines you have learned, the same commit to faithful men. Again, looking back to 1 Timothy 4:6, which says, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, and thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith, in of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Look, brethren, the word remembrance. Put the brethren in remembrance of these doctrines. God's way of to communicate is from pastor to the members. It is not from the members to the pastor, but pastors to the members. God's direction is everybody's vision. Why? Let us take a look in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 9 and 10. Acts, when there was a call of the Apostle Paul to go to Macedonia. 16, verse 9 and 10. We read, in a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed, who? Apostle Paul, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he, Apostle Paul, had seen the vision, immediately we see the pronoun there, we. We. Who are they? It was not Apostle Paul, but them who was with Apostle Paul. It was Luke, Silas, the others. We endeavor to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. God called one man, others follow. That's God's way of dealing his church. God's teaching or doctrine must everybody's learning. There's no other. Why you go to other? When the Lord God called one to teach you. I always believe this. And I told to my people, the Lord did not commit mistakes. I told them that the Lord sent you in this church to know the saving grace, his blessings, the doctrines, that the Lord God doesn't commit mistakes when you, yourself, God has sent you to the church where you will grow, where you will go and preach also the same doctrine that you have heard. And I would like to go to the last. I have only 3 points. Is that continue for lasting result or lead for lasting result. You'll find in this verse alone, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me. You see, the first generation was to the Apostle Paul. In the church, there are 4 generations. It is the pastor. Me, Paul was the leader, the pastor of the church. Second generation, we read, the same commit thou, you, the second. The Lord is dealing with everybody here, who you are, and the Lord patiently giving you the knowledge and understanding of his word. In the third generation, we see the same commit thou to whom? To faithful men, the third generation. Faithful men, those who follow. And the fourth generation is or are the others who are be able to teach others also. Not all are pastor, Not all are thou. Not all are faithful men. Not all also are others. But you have a place in the church. There must be Paul in the church. There must be thou in the church. There must be faithful men, people in the church. There must be others who follow in the church. And without them, the church would be in jeopardy. Not everybody, I do believe, is thou. Not everybody is faithful men. Not everybody is others. If everybody is others, who are the learners? See? There must be growth. We observe also in the family. There is the eldest son, the following son, the third son, the fourth, and so on. And there are babies in the family. And they do not grow the same, but they are being fed the same in the table of their parents, and they grow. We find in the conclusion, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, which says, hold fast. Hold fast. Be steadfast. The form of sound words. These sound words are the doctrines of the Word of God, which thou hast heard in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. I like the word here, the singular word, that good thing which was committed unto thee, kept by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. That good thing, it speaks the doctrine. It speaks of the one gospel, the assurances of God's saving grace, His forgiveness, the conversion, the redemption, the justification, the sanctification, adoption, as well as the glorification. We are not yet in that instance, but the Word of God promised to us our glorification. It speaks in the resurrection proof of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you will find in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, we see in this verse that Apostle Paul was mentioning to the church of Rome at that time. Romans 8, verse 11, says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, take note, dwell in you. If the spirit that raised up Jesus Christ is in you, is in us, from the dead, shall also quicken, make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. What a promise. What a hope the Lord Jesus Christ gave to us. We see in here again the same in connection to this. In 1 Corinthians 6:14, 1 Corinthians 6:14 says, and God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by His own power. There is no doubt of all of these teachings. We are not here alone studying, learning But there's a hope, greater hope, that we are looking forward. That is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when He comes, this vile body will be changed into a glorious body. We all hope on that. Because studying God's word without hope is nothing. Just like Apostle Paul, teaching in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If there is no resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, our teaching, our doctrines is all in vain. You see, brethren, all what we do learning here is from the very word of God, from the very mouth of our dear pastor. Again, 2 Corinthians 4:14. It says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. That is why you will come to notice in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, therefore, as the Apostle Paul was encouraging the church of Corinth, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. These are all the word of the Lord, what we are doing the church. We are not playing church, brethren. We are here to be encouraged, to preach on, go on. For as much as you know, he said, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Pastor Donning has put his life in the pen. His books speaks of his character in life. Faithfully writing, teaching, preaching the teachings of the Lord Jesus into the deepest study of the word. I would like to use the word, we are more blessed than us in the Philippines, for we do not have Dr. Donning in us. We have his books, but I could not copy Dr. Donning. That's why we are so happy if Dr. Nelson will be coming in the Philippines. Because here are the people of God whom the Lord used. I would like you to pray for them. Their books will be a great help to us, and so we would also commit unto faithful men. I have some preachers who have learn under my feet also. But now pastoring, teaching in other schools. And I would like to consider myself as the thou, not the me. I'm still a learner. As these faithful men will teach others also, so the teachings of the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church will continue to the next generation. The teachings of Christ direct, as he promised in Matthew 16, verse 18, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The Lord Jesus Christ direct stood firm until his coming again. That's all of our message this morning, and I'm thankful for this opportunity to preach to you this message. Shall we all stand up, please, as we pray? Most loving, gracious Father, thank you, Lord, for leading the Apostle Paul to write the things that we have to learn this day. that we must have to continue in them. Thank you, Lord, for calling a man to stand firm, preaching, teaching, writing books. I pray for Dr. Donnie, continue to giving him, Lord, the good help, as well as Dr. Nelson. They are a blessing to this church. And may you open the eyes of thy people that they have been blessed to have them. I pray, Lord, that your name will be glorified. Your teachings, this church, would be upheld and continue on until to thy coming. I pray also, Father, may you encourage his ones once again that they would be blessed into the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. And all these things we ask in Christ's most precious name. Amen.